and saying something that you couldn't say in more mainstream ways because there isn't space for your voice in those mainstream platforms. And so you're like, screw it, I'll make it myself. Yeah. I will take up the means of production and produce my own thing.
And it's one of the privileges of being from Generation X is that there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, there was no Patreon, there was no Kickstarter, there was no Twitch. That when you wanted to self-publish, there really weren't corporate tools to help you. So self-publishing zines, what really was... Mm-hmm. As independent as anything ever.
This is At The Row. You're listening to WGSC 9.7 FM. 8 Row. Pastor Hassan. Radio is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about that.
We have 18 known listeners. Sometimes it's more than that.
Ellen, I just got word from the ratings group that we are the number one rated show on this station.
Who said?
Well, I kind of made that up.
We are the number one. You mean we get more listeners than anyone else?
Yeah, that's all it could mean, right?
Well, they're driving around in their cars.
That's why it's good to be on the drive
going
time
to work,
slot. Yeah.
Coming home.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to WGXC in the morning. I listen to Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And then I listen to Lincoln Mayorga.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just, you know, when I'm in the car, like you said, yeah. I just flip the channels now and then, and it's amazing, you know.
Yeah. It is. And keep us going here, folks. You know, we're making a new kind of constant request that you become sustaining members. Because it makes it a lot, or supporting members, It makes it a lot easier and will take the pressure off all these pledge drives we have to do. So if you can, yeah, as low as I, you know, I went on the site, Ellen, because I'm going to, instead of giving each pledge drive, I'm going to do like you're doing, give monthly.
Well, you know, it's kind of painless.
It's totally painless.
It works on your, it works through your credit card.
Right.
You have a chance at any time to change the amount you're giving every month, I believe.
Right. And it's as low as $5 a month. I mean, who can't afford that these days? It's a cup of coffee if you go to these fancy coffee places.
Saturday, July 9th. Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news with a Youth Against Fascism episode. 10:30 a.m. Radio Wonderland is live from Brooklyn. Joshua Fried remixes New York City radio on Hudson Valley frequencies for a mini dance party on Saturday mornings. At noon, it's time for the countdown of the latest new music. In My Room Radio follows at 1 p.m. with tracks from harpist Mary Lattimore, Holger Suze, and Julia Reedy, among others. The Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. features the work of KMRU, also known as Joseph Kamaru, who is based in Nairobi and Berlin. At 4 p.m., we hear a live performance from Abhishek Narula and Lorelei D'Angelo, a.k.a. Wetware Instruments. They've been the Wave Farm Artist in Residence for the past week, and they will play the results of their work from 4 to 6 p.m. on the air. At 6 p.m., it's time for the Framework Show, where composers work with field recordings. And this week, we hear John F. Barber. Then at 8 p.m., it's time for Sadie Wood's Gridlock Sound Lab Show. And at 10 p.m., Mantis brings us Best in Death Metal on the Leprous Garden program at 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
The Atlantic hurricane season typically runs from June to October, and environmental groups are urging Congress to advance a bill that would require the federal government to implement a national climate adaptation and resilience strategy. It would also create a position for a chief resilience officer, which some state and local governments already have, to coordinate responses to intense weather events and develop approaches to combating climate change. U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware is the bill's primary sponsor. He says states are doing this work already and need backup.
The steadily increasing intensity and severity of wildfires and tornadoes, of hurricanes and storm surges have an impact on all of our communities that we should be preparing for and responding to in a well-coordinated way.
Coons adds this climate adaptation and resilience strategy isn't all that's needed, but he says there is an appetite for it, and the bill has bipartisan support. He points out that in 2021, climate-driven natural disasters cost $145 billion nationwide. Forbes Tompkins is with the Pew Charitable Trust's Flood Prepared Communities Program. He says rising sea levels and storms have led to increased flooding along the entire East Coast, and he outlines some of the key tasks a federal chief resilience officer would be charged with. For instance, they'd take stock of federal barriers to enhancing resilience and then lead the development of a strategy to address them.
Along with identifying opportunities to streamline federal support, lead with science, and put nature to work in ways that help localities, states, and regions better prepare before disasters strike.
This week, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York called on FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to assist local governments near Lake Ontario with flooding mitigation projects. The Wayne County area, for instance, is still reeling from major high water events in 2017 and 2019. Funding from the bipartisan infrastructure bill is helping, but Schumer says more is needed to fully recover. Support for this reporting was provided by Pew Charitable Trusts. This is Lily Bolke with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Raymond Pignone reports at Columbia Green Media that Etsy is closing its operations in Hudson in September, with its 40 employees switching to fully work at home. Quote, "That's why we made the decision to close our physical office, transitioning our Hudson-based employees to our remote work mode. However, we remain deeply committed to the Hudson community. We are ensuring our employees are supported, able to work productively, and can still effectively collaborate with colleagues," unquote, said Etsy Chief Human Resources Officer Kim Seymour. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson was not happy about the decision. Quote, "It's very disappointing and heartbreaking to learn the company will be leaving Hudson," unquote, Johnson said. Quote, "We had been planning to partner with them on things like hiring and other issues, so this is a great loss for us," unquote. Employees had worked in the former Cannonball Factory building at 359-361 Columbia Street, which had been an art and performance space before Etsy moved there. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman compares the two Democrats running in the 19th congressional district in the August 23rd primary election. Jamie Chaney, 43, founded Proconga, a recruiting and consulting firm, and owns Falcons Field Farm in Dutchess County. She has a master's degree in business administration from Harvard University and a bachelor's degree in economics and political science from Yale University. Riley, 41, is an attorney and was general counsel to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. He has a Juris Doctor degree from Harvard Law School and a bachelor's degree from the College of William and Mary. Neither have run for office before, and the winner faces longtime Republican politician Mark Molinaro, who is now the Dutchess County executive, but does not live inside the new 19th congressional district. Quote, quote, "Protecting reproductive rights, enacting meaningful gun reform, and addressing the everyday wallet issues are top priority for me," unquote, Chaney said in a prepared statement. Chaney also named passing the Women's Health Protection Act and expanding background checks for gun purchases and an assault weapons ban as priorities. Riley lists defending and strengthening democracy, revitalizing and strengthening the economy, cutting costs for working families, protecting the environment, and addressing health care as his priorities. Quote, "Our democracy is imperiled and we must protect and strengthen it, including by amending the Electoral Count Act to ensure peaceful transitions of power, restoring the Voting Rights Act to make it easier to vote, not harder, overturning Citizens United to fix our broken campaign finance system, and ending partisan gerrymandering," unquote, Riley said in a prepared statement. "I've argued in federal court, and I believe in my heart and soul that health care should be a civil right in America, not something that bankrupts so many families," unquote, Riley said. Quote, "We must restore women's access to abortion, improve access to health care in rural communities, and invest in mental health services," unquote. Cheney also mentioned pocketbook issues. Quote, "We also need to help our working families who are getting crushed by inflation," unquote, Cheney said. Quote, "This includes lowering the Medicare age from 65 to 60, increasing Social Security payouts, and bringing back the expanded child tax credit," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that two developers have made proposals to build a hotel at Exit 21 on I-87 in Catskill. Quote, "We are in the process of reviewing two hotel developer proposals," unquote, IDA Executive Director April Ernst said at the agency's June 16th board meeting. Quote, "We have requested more information from both of them," unquote. County agencies took other action to develop the location as a business hub. At a special meeting on July 6th, the Greene County Legislature unanimously approved the sale of 2.216 acres of surplus property on Route 23B for $1 to the Greene Local Development Corporation, a nonprofit subsidiary of the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. Greene County lost money on that deal as they bought the property last year from the New York State Thruway Authority for $421,100. Meanwhile, Greene County officials are also working with Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation to extend natural gas service from Jefferson Heights to the sites they would like to see developed near the interstate entrance. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
The reality of affordable housing is changing in New York, and advocates for renters' rights say it's time for an update. For years, affordable housing has been defined by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as 30% of a person's gross income, including utilities. But the combination of higher prices, recent inflation, and stagnant wages has been eroding this formula. Teresa Watson, housing justice organizer for the nonprofit Push Buffalo, thinks the definition is lacking because it doesn't account for people with different sources of income.
When we're talking about seniors focused on fixed incomes or people who get SSI, SSI checks come in at about $900 a month. That means if you're paying $300 in rent, which is almost impossible unless you've managed to like win the Section 8 lottery, you're still supposed to live off of $600.
According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, 963,000 renter households, that's about 28% of renters in New York, are considered extremely low income. The coalition also estimates there's a deficit of more than 615,000 available homes in the state for lower income renters. Watson believes rather than using catch-all solutions such as low income housing tax credits for builders, there should be a national reinvestment in public housing, and that communities should look for more individualized solutions. She feels public housing is truly an affordable housing model, but the system needs a serious overhaul.
The disinvestment has not only made them unsafe and often unsanitary places to live, they haven't been kept up, they haven't been invested in, they've been stigmatized, they've been over-policed. But it is the only housing in our country that actually bases what somebody pays on what they make.
In particular, Watson says Western New York is seeing an affordability crisis as rents skyrocket. One issue she notes is that existing properties are often owned by out-of-town landlords who base rents on what they can get, not on the condition of the property. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be sunny with a high of 76 and a low around 54. Sunday should also be sunny with a high of 77 and a low around 56. And then Monday should be sunny, a little warmer with a high of 85 and a low around 65. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here are the times for when the sandbar surfaces near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Now, these encompass low tide, but this range is when the soil, not just the vegetation you see on the island, pops up, when you can actually walk there. And when these times are active, that also means you got a good quarter to three-fourths of a mile of sand just 2 feet below the surface out in each direction from that island. So, if you're in a fast-moving watercraft, stick to the channel. Anywho, those times for when that soil will be present and available is on Saturday, 4:15 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. And then it happens again at 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Current that day will be average. On Sunday, the sandbar will appear from 5:30 a.m. to 8:20 a.m., and then it reappears again at 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And on Sunday, the current will be stronger. Looking way up, we see a mid-latitude coronal hole is releasing plasma, due to arrive early next week. Solar wind speed is currently 418 kilometers per second at a chunky 15.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are due to a crack in our planetary magnetic field, currently worse than terrible. Frequencies between around 8 and 15 megahertz are actually closed at the time of this recording. Overnight, it should improve a bit, but do not get your hopes up. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level, again, due to that crack in the magnetic field. The current sunspot number is 88. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Get out there and enjoy the weekend, everybody.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Overture, candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart, we know every card by heart. Overture, candlelights, this is it, we'll hit the heights, and oh what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
I'm sitting here wondering if this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames. Dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. But so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip to the port side of a sinking ship, staring at a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. While you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus. They say I have a perfect face for radio, and a trumpet for listening, a cheek to turn to you, an eye for glistening. Tear that tear from me, hold it in your memory. Pull away the powder and the pain-painted dream of this and that disgrace. A silver band of marching souls, a button of brass, an epaulet of gold. That Lenten light, that slight fanfare that consoles. That trivial, sniveling rosary, that ring-a-ding rosemary. Condemned a man, alas. At last, at Requiem Mass. Sound much better than I look, like a hero in a book. Now there is too much at stake, but perhaps you mistook my mistake for the tip in the print you dusted for from the hand you forgot to shake. Tumbledown Dick said to King Oliver, I don't shrink down at the thought of you. Give the people back their ringlet prince, just like you ought to do. Journey far from here like Gulliver, to lands at the edge of everywhere that we have still to discover. Where there's a soul of a jackboot in a broken brace, poised above a human face, forever and ever.
Thank you.
don't need to see my face. Radio is everything. You don't need to know my name. Radio is everything. The lie that I tell, it just doesn't matter. If I should deceive you, or if I should flatter. If your bankroll gets thin while some kitty gets fatter, radio is everything. From the straight to the narrow, to the broadcast from within, radio is everything. Radio is everything.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Good evening, Mr. Apolloni. I'm the sergeant, and this is Officer Tony. I read your statement, and I have a few questions.
Look, I already told you guys everything.
Yeah, well, it's not adding up.
I know.
I want the truth.
Fine.
Buddy, I got a dead body on my hands, and I need answers.
You won't believe it if I told you.
Try me.
I will.
You wouldn't believe some of the things I've believed.
Okay. Okay, then. I was out of the Little League diamond at Hyde Park. I was alone, tossing the ball up in the air to practice my catches, you know? I threw myself a high popper, wide to my right, so I could try a diver. And I ended up right by the third base, with a face full of dirt. As I looked up, I saw a big, hairy foot, standing on third base. The dust cloud settled, and there it was. A chimpanzee, staring right down at me. He was wearing some sort of loincloth, smiling. And then he used sign language to communicate to me. "Gonna kill your wife," he said. I closed my eyes, rubbed the dirt from them, and when I reopened them, he was gone. He was gone.
No chimp.
No chimp. I assumed I just imagined it. Maybe I had knocked myself loopy from landing so hard.
Did you make the catch?
No. But I don't think I did imagine it, because when I got home, I found my wife all over the house, torn apart, savagely. Limbs in every room, heart ripped out, head was smushed. I called 911, but I lost her on the way to the hospital. And I know that chimp had something to do with this. I know how crazy this all sounds.
And you expect me to believe that shit?
No.
Well, I do.
Why?
I know you're telling the truth. I'm just messing with you.
What?
Officer Tony, can you leave me and the suspect alone for a little while?
Okay, Sarge.
Oh, and tell him out front to hold my calls. I'll be slinking through a secret corridor that leads to an old subterranean lair.
Okay. Bye.
Mr. Apolloni, follow me, please.
The sergeant then peeled back a large square of rug under the interrogation table and lifted a trap door. He led me down a dark stone staircase that led deep underground. He lit candles on the wall as he went, incrementally exposing every crack in this ancient crumbling catacomb. We descended until we reached a hallway where salty crystal icicles hung from a head-high ceiling. Up ahead, there seemed to be a fire already burning. When he led me to the final room, I discovered the firelight was coming from a birthday cake. On it were dozens of burning candles that illuminated a beehive-shaped monolith behind it, lined with human skulls. What is this place?
Yeah, it was the chimp, all right. I've been trying to stop that damn thing for years, to no avail. These here are the skulls of its victims. I collect them down here in hopes that they find peace. I will add your wife's skull here next.
Cool.
I know you will find this hard to believe.
Try me.
That's not just a chimp that you saw, but the ghost of a chimp.
What?
A chimp named Mark Twain.
What?
You see, many years ago, that chimp was being kept as a pet. For its 10th birthday, its keepers threw a huge birthday party for it at the Diamond at Hyde Park.
What?
Everything was going fine. There were balloons. But when they thrust the birthday cake in Mark Twain's face so he could blow out the candles, the little flickering flames startled the chimp and it went berserk. It smashed the cake to the ground, but that wasn't the worst of it. It also maimed and murdered. 30 people were at that party. None were left unscathed. If they weren't killed, they at least had some part of them ripped off. The SPCA arrived at the scene and shot that chimp, and as he lay dying, he signed the words, "I'm gonna come back as a ghost and kill people."
Worst birthday ever.
Every year I come down here and put another candle on this cake. There's no way to catch this monkey, so I do what I can to try to appease his raging spirit. So far, nothing has helped.
Hey, how do you know so much about this Mark Twain?
The answer to that is the zipper.
The zipper?
See this zipper around my wrist? Go ahead. Unzip it.
The sergeant had pulled up his sleeve to show me a zipper that circled his wrist. And as I unzipped it, hair sprouted from underneath as I went, until the most uncanny revelation. What? You have a chimp hand under this fake human hand.
I know so much about Mark Twain because I was there at that party. Some say I was even his owner. If you weren't lucky enough to die at that party, you lost a limb, or a nose, or private, and in its place miraculously grew the body part of a chimpanzee. I've tried cutting it off, and it just grows right back. A permanent reminder of our failings in trying to tame the wild in nature, and now our humanity is forever held in captivity to that moment. But I'll never quit trying to stop him. I feel too responsible.
The sergeant then took out his human eye and wiped a tear from the chimp eyeball behind it. It was sad. "Well, Sergeant," I said, "I'm ready to join you in this fight to avenge the death of my Janine." I held out my hand, and the sergeant shook it with his big, hairy paw.
Go ahead. You're free to go. And don't tell anyone about this.
So I left that ghastly cellar of death. But before I did, I turned around. "Hey, Sarge. It's gonna be okay. We have each other." I may have lost a wife that night, but I gained a friend.
Change the force.
to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument. Yes. Yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me. Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too. After all, turnabout is fair play. Yes, it does sound perverted. Now then. Mr. Hoover, I have a find that you and your agents have indulged in the illegal and unfair practice of wiretapping. Wiretapping. Oh, Mr. Hoover, listening to other people's conversations. Oh, how do I know? From listening to your calls, that's how I know. Oh, no. Mr. Hoover, don't be rude. I'll make a loud noise into my mouthpiece and perhaps deafen you for life. Now, Mr. Hoover, may I ask, do you have a telephone directory handy? Good. Let us turn to page VIII and recite in unison. It is a crime under both federal and state law to use a telephone for annoying or harassing purposes, or to knowingly permit a phone under one's control to be used for such purposes. This includes calls in which the caller remains silent, etc., 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 etc. Oh, you do know the law, Mr. Hoover. Now, Jedgar, listen. Is there anybody at your place listening in? Everybody, good. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty. There's absolutely no reason for your people to skulk about, electronically speaking. You can get all the information you need from us. Probably a lot more accurately, too. Good. Good, then we will be in touch. Oh, and Mr. Hoover, before you go, I must tell you how much I admire your vacuum cleaner. Hello? Mr. Hoover? Well, why do you suppose he got so huffy? I was just being complimentary. Everybody knows there's nothing like a Hoover when you're dealing with dirt.
That was Lily Tomlin with the FBI from her record, This Is a Recording.
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Hello. This is Radio Degree Zero. Degree Radio is this. Hello. Zero. Degree. Radio. This is Radio Degree Zero is this. Hello.
That was Christian Marclay, Jukebox Capriccio, from his album Records from 1997.
Thank you. Television down, but